Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Menick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The committee comprised of 41 senators and representatives held their initial meeting in the House Ways and Means Committee's hearing room and featured opening statements by the four leaders, House Agriculture Committee Chairman and Conference Committee Chairman Lucas of Oklahoma, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Stabenow of Michigan, Representative Peterson of Minnesota, the ranking Democrat on the House Agriculture Committee, and Senator Cochran of Mississippi, the ranking Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The differences over commodity policy were well illustrated in various statements. Senator Roberts of Kansas argued that the House target prices would distort planning decisions and invite WTO challenges, and Representative Conaway of Texas countered that the House program is not distortive, nor is a WTO problem.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senator Chambliss of Georgia reminded conferees that the cotton program in both bills is a major reform of programs found to be out of compliance in the WTO Brazil case, and the new program is a foundation for resolution of that case. Representative Conaway reminded conferees that the cotton program is a major concession and warned that he would not be supportive of further changes sought by Brazil.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The conference committee appointed to negotiate the fiscal year 2014 budget resolution also met for the first time. Reports indicate that the conferees are focused on ways to turn off sequestration rather than seeking the so-called grand bargain. There are thoughts that the farm bill, with its potential savings of $20 to $40 billion, might be a candidate for inclusion in a budget agreement, as those savings would be sufficient to turn off sequestration for one fiscal year. However, agriculture committee leaders warn that the savings must be accompanied by the policy approved by the farm bill conference.